Well, you know, Michigan International Speedway for the racing. June and August becomes, what, the second, third largest city in the state of Michigan when all the race fans roll in. But last couple of years, I've started to add some other things throughout the year to take, you know, part, you know, utilize what they have facility-wise. State cross-country finals there. They've added some music festivals. And, of course, a year or so ago, they added the Wine and Beer Fest, which is now looks like it's going to be even bigger than ever. Joining us on the line is the president of Michigan International Speedway, Roger Curtis. Kind of just you try to keep this thing busy all summer long, aren't you, Roger?
Yeah, I guess the two NASCAR race weekends weren't enough for us, so we just want to, you know, we're crazy that way. We just want to keep adding things. So, no, it was a great opportunity to take a look at some non-motorsports events and do some really cool things. And you mentioned the concert festival, the Faster Horses we've got in July. And then a few years ago, we started the Michigan Wine and Beer Fest because we really wanted to celebrate some great Michigan wines. And you know, that Michigan's become a real hotbed around the country for craft beers in the state, and there's some awesome ones. So we have the Wine and Beer Fest presented by Experience Jackson, and that'll be this Saturday from 12 to noon out at the racetrack. And it is it's turned into just a totally awesome and very fun event.
Well, and you've also even got it set up so people can actually camp out there for the weekend as well, right?
Yeah, it's really cool because, I mean, certainly you can come camp, and prices are very affordable. It's only $35, but the city of Jackson's done a great thing, too, and if you want to stay in a hotel or motel, they've got free shuttle service to and from all the hotels and motels in the Jackson area down to the racetrack, so you can taste as much as you want and not have to worry about drinking and driving. You can stay right there at the racetrack or back at your hotel, and the shuttles will take care of you. So really appreciate what the Jackson Chamber of Commerce has done to help out our guests who come by for the Wine and Beer Festival. So it's really cool of them.
Well, people might wonder, how do you pull this off at a racetrack? Give people kind of an idea how you lay this out and what it's going to kind of look like this Saturday.
Yeah, well, it's all right behind Pit Road around the new suites there, and we just put up a bunch of tents, and a lot of the wine trails are kind of grouped together in the tents, and then we've got one just for the Michigan craft beers. We've got a stage out there, so there's live music going on, all kinds of food vendors, some really good stuff out there, lots of arts and crafts. We'll have over 40 wineries, which is a record for us. Each one I'm probably bringing 6 to 8 different varieties. Same with the breweries, about 30 of those guys. They'll each bring 6 to 8 different flavors of craft beer, I'm sure. So, and great, the great thing is you can taste as much as you want, and then we have the retail store. So whatever you like, you can buy, pick up on the way out, either a 6-pack or a whole case, a couple bottles, whatever you want to do. And we also have some other really cool things going on. We have wine and food pairings, where a chef will actually cook for you and show you, tell you a little bit about the wine and what he's making with it. We also have wine and beer flights. So each one of the featured breweries or wineries that will take you through a flight of different beers and different wines and teach you a little bit about that. So everything's just getting bigger every year that we do this, and I look forward to a really big crowd out here this Saturday.
All right, so that's the non-racing stuff that's going on. Let's touch base real quickly on the racing stuff, because you do have the races coming up starting on Friday the 13th and running through Sunday the 15th with the ARCA and the Nationwide Series and then the Sprint Cup Series race, and then in August as well. How's that kind of shaping up for you guys, either attendance-wise that you're thinking about or things that people might see maybe a little different that might happen those two weekends?
Attendance looks great. I think NASCAR has done a great job this year with some of the changes to the cars and the new chase format, their playoff system. There's a lot of excitement, a lot of different drivers winning. Denny Hamlin yesterday, first time he's won this year. So fastest track in NASCAR. We had a great tire test a few weeks ago, and I know the guys in Danica are really looking forward to getting here. So should be an awesome weekend, super fast speeds and some great racing at MIS. And obviously, you know, everything's a party out here, whether it's the race weekend, the wine festival, Faster Horses with the country music in July. So we've really tried to add a lot of things, like you mentioned, that's just a good quality of life. People can come enjoy things that maybe they couldn't get other places.
Yeah, well, we'll touch base as we get a little closer to that. Looking forward to it. Actually, on our website, folks can, when they see the ad, click on that, a chance to win a MIS racing experience for the June weekend and a whole lot more. And I think we're going to be there for the June races. And of course, it's just a fun time and a big economic boost for this area, too. And that's kind of somewhat what this is about this weekend, too. Obviously, you're bringing folks to your place, but you're also helping out those local beer and wine people here in the state of Michigan, too, aren't you?
Yeah, we certainly are. We're trying to bring some more attention to it, as well as, like I said, just give people to travel around and hit all the different wineries and breweries. That'd take a couple weeks to travel the state. So it's kind of nice we have them all coming to one central location, and you can try them all. So if people would like more information, they can go to miwineandbeerfest.com, or you can call 800-354-1010. That's also the same number for the races that we talked about. Tickets this weekend start as low as $30, and you get some tasting tokens with that. And I mentioned the camping at $35. It goes from 12 to 9, so we'd love to see you out there to really kick off the summer this weekend. And then, of course, the races, as you mentioned, in June and August. We'd love to see everyone out there for those as well.
All right, Roger. Thanks for checking in. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, take care. Thanks for having me.
Roger Curtis, president of Michigan International Speedway, with us this morning from the track.